Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, happy Wednesday on this wonderful first day in the month of July 2020. I am your host, Jessie Blair Myrie. I am a health coach and I am a radio podcast show host, yours truly, a speaker, an author, a voiceover artist, and I love to talk about health and wellness. And so today, we're just going to be doing just that. And I just want to share with you what I've learned so many years ago, that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And I've always got to share this quote from Hippocrates: let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. So for today, we are talking about the six healthiest vegetables to plant in your garden. And if you don't have one, no problem. You can see a link on this broadcast page where you can find a vertical planter and use right in your home. Neat, nifty, simple, very convenient. But this information today comes to us from Green Med Info, talking about six of the healthiest vegetables you can plant in your garden. And we know that we're in a pandemic, and it's been challenging for a lot of people. Some people challenging enough to that they don't have enough to get food. Other challenges is that people were quarantined for a very long time and didn't know what to do with themselves, about to pull out their hair because they're not used to it. You'd gone to the days where we would grow our own stuff and cook it and prepare the meal and sit down as an entire household. But fortunately, I think if this pandemic has done anything positive, it's definitely gotten some families closer together. Everybody's home more often, some people, unless you're an essential worker. We understand that your world got just a whole lot more hectic. So hats off to you for being a frontline worker. Not easy, I can imagine. Can't say that I'm experiencing it or have experienced it because I have not. But I've seen the news and I know what has been going on. And now there's a so-called resurgence in some areas of this pandemic, this virus. So we need to prepare ourselves, our bodies, continually. The rumor had it initially that the heat will kill it. You know, the summertime is going to come and this virus doesn't like heat. Well, last time I checked, here in the United States, three of the hottest places are there's an uptick in the number. And I'm kind of trying to understand that, specifically Arizona and Florida and Texas. Those are hot places. But there's been an increase in cases there, and so we know it's not the heat. So this virus is no respecter of persons, and so my passion is to just keep ourselves, to share with you that we should keep ourselves always, always, always with a strong immune system. We look at it, and the flu season starts, you know, in the fall and ends in the winter, but sometimes it actually goes through May, from what I've been understanding in my research. But this is more than the flu season. So, of course, we're not just looking to the flu season to keep our immune system strong and built up, but we have to now think about, if you haven't thought about it before, all year around, keeping your immune system healthy and strong. So let's go with the six of the healthiest vegetables that you can plant. But just know that gardening, spending time planting, watering, digging, pruning, is linked with cognitive and mental health improvement. And learning to grow your own vegetables is not only rewarding, but it's fun, and then you get to share it. You know, it's just wonderful. I mean, you get to reap what you've sown, basically. So if you like to experience benefits or looking for a few therapeutic hobbies to do, here are six of the healthiest vegetables that I'm going to share with you now that even a new gardener can grow in containers on a porch or in a backyard garden. Or like I've said before, if you don't have a porch or a backyard, you can grow it in your living room. You got that? Or even in your kitchen. Just look on this broadcast page for a link of how you can grow vertically. But the first is kale, very healthy. It's a member of the cabbage family, and it's a well-known superfood that has received a lot of attention from researchers and health publications in recent years. Kale's nutritional lineup includes vitamin A, vitamin K, and vitamin C. All of these are essential nutrients, of course, vitamins and minerals on a whole. And some other minerals that kale contains is potassium, calcium, and magnesium. Kale is also a rich source of dietary fiber, which acts like a prebiotic and increases nutrient absorption in the gut. You want to take care of your gut. That will actually keep you sustainably healthy throughout your entire life, as long as you've got a healthy gut. Kale juice is high in antioxidants and protects your body against oxidative damage and chronic disease. I like to put kale in smoothies, my green smoothies, and sometimes I hide in there in the morning with, protein and banana for the texture, and also potassium, once again, a very good, healthy mineral to have in your diet overall. But kale, there's so many benefits to kale, and so it ranks much higher in nutrient density when compared with vegetables like carrots, sweet potatoes, and most alliums. Allium family, that's like onions and garlic and shallots. That's the allium family. And so because it's fairly a hardy plant and can be used in a variety of dishes, kale is a wonderful addition to any vegetable garden and can easily be grown in containers on a porch or in a sunroom or, like I said before, in a living room with some windows, okay? The allium family onion has been used for its healing properties for centuries in traditional medicine. But recent research has demonstrated that onions contain compounds useful in the treatment and prevention of cardiovascular disease, obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, and inflammatory diseases. Onion oil has also been studied for its topical benefits, including hair regrowth for alopecia areata patients. Onion oil significantly improved hair regrowth in alopecia areata patients and was ruled an effective topical therapy. And onion is also the healing of dermal scar tissue. So if you've, I don't know if you're concerned with the scent, the odor, but I'm sure it goes away rapidly. Like some people just can't take the odor. Some essential oils are too strong. Or some people say that aloe vera has an odor. I mean, I don't think so. It does, but it goes away. It goes away. It's like vinegar, very pungent, very strong, but I use it to clean, and eventually it goes away. One study compared wound healing results after the daily application of onion gel and found that scars were significantly softer and less noticeable after just 4 and 8 weeks of use. Most of these health benefits can be traced to onion's high concentration of sulfur amino acids, flavonoids, phytosterols, and saponins. Compounds that have anti-cancer, antibiotic, and antithrombotic activity. That's a long one. If you don't have a backyard plot, ask your local greenhouse what type of containers they recommend for growing onions. Their recommendations will vary depending on the type of onion you want to grow and the climate that you are in. Climate definitely is a significant factor when growing, but right now it's summertime and in the Northeast anyway, and pretty much grow anything. White potatoes are another healthy vegetable. They're a rich source of potassium, fiber, vitamin C, and resistant starch, but they have received little attention in the popular health world over the last decade due to recent diet trends that discourage carbohydrate intake and misinformation that incorrectly links all potato consumption with obesity and diabetes. Now, we know potatoes, when consumed in moderation in whole form and not as French fries or potato chips, can be healthy. So reconsider your consumption of potatoes if you have the latter two that I just mentioned. In fact, researchers have demonstrated that white potatoes contain more potassium per serving than any other vegetable. And removing white potatoes from your diet may severely impact your potassium levels, especially in children, particularly if you don't consume other potassium-rich foods. Yet, despite these findings, U.S. consumption of whole potatoes continues to drop. That's a stunner. By adding these nutritious powerhouses to your garden, you can easily improve your health and benefit from the wide variety of nutrients and satiating carbohydrates contained in these humble tubers. Plus, by growing them yourself, you can avoid some of the pitfalls of conventionally grown potatoes. Like, which is what I hate, and that's the only reason why I buy organic potatoes, like the exposure of pesticides and heavy metals in the soil. Not good in conventional potatoes. You want to steer clear of that. Like onions, you'll need to research proper containers for grown potatoes if you don't have access to a garden plot. All right? Here's another vegetable, technically a fruit. Tomatoes, yes, they have seeds. They are technically a fruit, but we know that we put them in the vegetable category. Regular consumption, and this is debatable, guys. Some people say, and some doctors and specialists are saying that, well, because of the lectins in tomatoes, you shouldn't be eating them at all. Well, regular consumption of tomatoes is linked with decreased risk of chronic illnesses like cancer and cardiovascular disease. Now, that doesn't convince you to eat these fruit/vegetables. I don't know what will. Lycopene, the carotenoid responsible for the pink and red colors in tomato fruit, is a potent antioxidant that has been extensively studied for its ability to prevent carcinogenesis and atherogenesis. And an increased intake of tomato has been associated with a decreased risk of prostate and breast cancers. In fact, scientists have estimated that lycopene may be up to 10 times more potent than other antioxidants like tocopherol. Tomatoes are some of the easiest plants to grow in either a container or in a garden plot, making them a prime vegetable for first-time gardeners. Or prime fruit. We know the technicality of it. So indeed, look into growing tomatoes. Doesn't matter if you want to grow it in your garden or in a pot or in a planter, like the one I have linked on this page. Just grow your own. And in this time, it's wonderful. We have a few months left of the season, and harvest time is October. So we've got time. We've got time. Grow your own. Cauliflower is another. Before, let me backtrack to tomatoes. I have also learned that when you cook a tomato, you get more of the nutritional value. It's easier to absorb, like the lycopene. So if you cook it, I'm not talking about no ketchup, but indeed, if you make your own, homemade, of course. But if you cook and make your own sauce, definitely it has more nutritional value. Okay, cauliflower, back to cauliflower. Both white and purple cauliflower, yes, there is such a thing as purple cauliflower. I remember when I used to take my kids, send my kids off to school, and that was when I was getting conscious, very health conscious, this is about a decade ago. And I would send them to school with different color carrots, yellow and purple, and they'll come back and tell me, Mommy, you know, kids are teasing me that I'm eating yellow and purple carrots. And I'm like, well, tell your friends that there is such a thing other than orange carrots. They do come in yellow and purple. Therefore, you know, we just got to educate ourselves and learn that, yeah, cauliflower does not only come in one color. It does also come in purple. And these both species are high in phenolic compounds, which directly contribute to antioxidant action in the body. Purple cauliflower is especially high in anthocyanins, a type of phenolic compound that gives purple cauliflower its rich color and a potent antioxidant that offers anti-inflammatory and antiviral protection in the body. Yeah, it's more coarsely, but it does your body good. In addition to these benefits, research indicates that cauliflower leaves may have potent anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties, and scientists are eagerly testing the various health benefits that cauliflower leaves may offer. While cauliflower can grow quite large and needs plenty of space to grow, it has a shallow root system, making it ideal for growing in raised garden beds or containers. So think about that. Maybe you have a one whole big cauliflower for yourself before the season is over. And last but not least, bell peppers. Pretty much last. The potent antioxidant and bioactive compounds found in bell peppers, also known as sweet peppers, may protect against Alzheimer's disease. Green, yellow, and red bell peppers are all high in phenolic compounds and ascorbic acid, which protect the body's cells via free radical scavenging activity. Interestingly, organic growing methods seem to increase the antioxidant potential of bell peppers. Get yourself some organic vegetables. I'm telling you guys, organic is the way to grow. It increases the antioxidant potential, while conventional growing methods may decrease the amount of helpful compounds like carotenoids and vitamin C. Isn't that something? Non-organic decreases the amount of compounds. Organic increases the antioxidant potential. Another reason to grow these antioxidant powerhouses in your own garden is for that reason. Get organic. It's healthier. No pesticides, no fungicides, no herbicides, no herbicides, no sidebars. This list only scratches the surface, but I want you to get that you can grow your own. It's so important that we do. Don't rely on, you know, the supermarkets. We've had so many changes in the past 3 months, 4 months, that we didn't know what was going on when everything just shut down on March, Friday the 13th. Literally just shut down. The schools closed. It was like, children, don't come back to school tomorrow. You know, your kids will be home. People had to stay home. They had no caretakers. It was all so sudden. All the stores closed. It was just mayhem. Pandemic. It was just scary and crazy for a lot of people. A lot of businesses as well. A lot of businesses went under, and they can no longer recover from this huge hiccup, if you will. But indeed, we just can't depend any longer on stores and other companies to provide us with what we need for our well-being. We've got to do it ourselves. And if you have property, a garden, container, a living room, if you don't have a front porch or, you know, a backyard or a deck or anything of that nature, nothing fancy. I'm from New York City and wasn't born in an apartment building. Wouldn't grow up in that, but I know I had friends that did, and right next door to me was. You got a fire escape, put a planter out there. There are just several methods you can use to grow your own. So be creative, keep it simple, but know that you can do it. You can definitely do it. And now closing with Wednesday's Word, and just wanted to let you know that all that information, the healthiest vegetables to plant your own garden, came to us today from Green Med Info. So moving on to Wednesday's Word, a clear message. The law of the Lord is perfect. Psalm 19, verse 7. The Bible is the constitution of Christianity. Just as the United States Constitution is not of any private interpretation, neither is the Bible of any private interpretation. Just as the Constitution includes all who live under its stated domain without exception, so the Bible includes all who live under its stated domain without exception. God's laws for the spiritual world are found in the Bible. Whatever else there may be that tells us of God, it is more clearly told in the Bible. Nature in her laws tells us of God, but the message is not too clear. It tells us nothing of the love and grace of God. Conscience in our inmost being does tell us of God, but the message is fragmentary. The only place we can find a clear, unmistakable message is in the Word of God, which we call the Bible. And that's Wednesday's Word. Happy July. Happy second half of 2020. May this second half be better than your first half. We know that times are changing. We need to be sensitive to the times that we're living in. So just looking forward to my second half of 2020. Indeed, I decree and declare that it will be better than the first. God bless you on this wonderful Wednesday, my first, and I am trusting that you have a wonderful rest of your week. If you're going to celebrate on Saturday, the 4th of July, America's Independence, not necessarily everyone's, but America's Independence, I hope you keep safe and healthy. And think about a healthy option when you put in all of those goodies, as you would say, or some people would say, on the grill. So I wish you the best until next time, and hoping that your summer goes well as well. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Bye-bye.